Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. God bless you. Welcome. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're always glad to have you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Our desire is to bring you the truth from a grassroots level, and all listeners to call in will share their biblical experiences so we can grow thereby. We're not able to give you any kind of certificate for your class, but we're hoping that the Proverbs say with a multitude of counselors, there is safety. And we also exercise prayer where two or three people touch and agree. Amen. We believe in that God's word, amen, will stand and he will answer prayer. Amen. We thank God for all of you that's listening. Amen. Now we're going to pray. Father, we thank you right now, O God, for our listeners again as we come together in love and in peace. And Lord, we thank you for your word. And Lord, we thank you for your word, because without your word, O God, we will have no direction and no comfort and no peace. And we thank you, Lord, for giving us the ability and the conscience and the understanding to ask you for guidance and peace and understanding and strength. Lord, we ask you to strengthen the hearers of your words. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen, amen. God bless you. We're here again, amen, as always. And you can go to our website, amen, to www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org, and you can hear other programs after this program is over and view many more over the past couple of years, amen, doing your phone or your computer, amen, and go to our website. You can click on the media sections, amen, click on media, and you can see all the things, amen, that God has blessed me with you, because without you and you, there will not be, amen, a program. The subject, how to live with the unsaved, how to live with the unsaved. And this question may arise. Why should that question arise? Well, you know, God give us things when we pray, and he let us know what, from time to time, that need to be explored. Amen. We do not try to bring any doctrine or any favoritism. Amen. We're reaching out for those of us, not only in Christ, those that are seeking to be in Christ, and whatever it might be. Amen. We're not putting down anyone or criticizing anyone for your remarks. Amen. But we try to be fair and honest. Amen. The subject is how to live with the unsaved. Now, we have to look at this because of the fact all of us was born in sin. All of us was born in sin. Amen. According to David and Isaiah and Psalm 51, all of us was born in iniquity, shaped in iniquity, and we came out of our mother's womb, amen, speaking lies. So we all was born in sin. Everybody has a sin record. No one can point their finger at anyone claiming, I'm not a sinner, I'm not a sinner, amen. You still on this side of the grave, amen. You still have problems and situations, amen. Peter even made a statement, amen. He said, how often should I forgive my brother? Amen. While we're living here, amen, we're going to have problems with the flesh. We're going to have problems with the environment. We're going to have problems with our friends and neighbors, even with yourself, some things that you haven't been through. And you're going to go against God's word from time to time, even your neighbor from time to time. And the guidelines that God give us to live, amen, will be the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments is God, amen, written word that we can learn to live thereby. And when Jesus came on the scene, his son brought mercy and kindness, because he knew and he saw, amen, that man cannot live, amen, without God's extra power. And God's extra power is dealing with being born again. Your spirit needs to be reborn. Reborn, because the first spirit was born with contamination from the Garden of Eden. Everyone grew out of that. And Jesus saw through his son, the word, that man's spirit has to be reborn, reborn. And through that new birth, and we still walk this earth, the Holy Spirit came to give us the ability and the power, amen, to reject things, to reject situations, amen, that we go through daily. St. John, the 17th chapter, and we want to start off here very shortly. Then we will go to our callers, amen, according to the word of God, according to the scripture, amen. I always emphasize to make sure you have the right translations. There are many translations out there. I always start my translations when I learn, amen. I came off from the old King James. Then I went to the King James with reference Bible. Then I have the Bishop Bible. I love to collect Bibles and to get the best translations. Amen. Amplified Bible, the American Standard, the New International Bible. Amen. And you get your concordance and the Bible Dictionary. All of that, because Ecclesiastes said in the 12th chapter, amen, much study is weariness of the flesh. If you don't understand it, ask these young people that go to college, go to school, amen, to get the understanding of something, you really have to do some research and search. And God's people are master researchers. We should be always seeking, according to Matthew 7:7, seeking you'll find, knocking the door will be open. Amen. So we're looking at the scripture, and Jesus came according to the scripture. He called into the scripture. Amen. And we're going to just read a couple of scriptures, then we're going to jump down St. John, the 17th chapter. And notice here, he said, these words spake Jesus, and he lifted up his eyes in heaven, and he said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou hast given me to do. And now, O Holy Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which thou had with thee before the world was. And I go on down to the 14th verse, and I have given them the word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of this world, not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I prayed that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from evil. They are not of this world, even as I am not of this world. Sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is true. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I have also sent them into the world. And for their sake I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified through thy truth. Amen. And he goes down and continues to talk in that chapter. Amen. And you'll see, amen, while Jesus prayed, amen. He asked God, amen, through the beginning of the foundation of the world, amen, and the gospel according to John, amen, God to keep us in this world, you know, and he sent us in the world. The world is where he came to save. He came to save and to seek and to save that which is lost. God, amen, loved the world, and he wants us to represent him, and he given us tools how to live in this world. He given us tools. And now we want to set as well. We're going to set up the studio, and as we go in the studio now and have our technician will tap you in, amen, and you can do your discussion how to live with, amen. Now we have a caller, 561-3664. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. How are you?
God bless you. Good day.
Greetings,
man of God.
Yes. How to live with the unsaved. The New Testament is very clear about how we ought to embrace and live out our primary mission in a pagan society. One such example is Titus 3, reminding them to be subject to rulers, to authorities, be obedient, to be ready for every good deed. Maligns no one. To be uncontentious, gentle, showing every consideration for all men. Titus chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Believe it or not, Christians have an obligation to pagan society. We have to live as God wants you to live in an unbelieving culture. The Holy Spirit uses your life to draw the sinners by softening his attitude toward God. 1 Peter 2, verse 12. Excuse me. Submission to government and obedience to all human authority. Christians have a certain requirement of attitude and conduct in relations to their secular leaders. Those reminders reiterate the idea that believers are not exempt from following civil law and directives unless such order contradict the word and the will of God. So that's, you can see that in Acts chapter 4, verses 18 to 20, in Acts chapter 5, verses 40 to 42. And then as well as respectful speech. The scripture duty of not malingering anyone, not even those unbelievers who are most antagonistic toward the biblical standards. Titus chapter 3, verse 2 begins with Paul's command to malingering no one and refers to cursing, slandering, and treating with contempt. In fact, the Greek terms rendered malingering is the one from which we derive the English word blasphemy. We can never use such speech with a righteous motive. And yes, we have to be good citizens in this society, and we know in this society, Paul tells us that for every good deed, Paul is not referring to some minimal reluctant adherence to doing what we already know is right, but to sincere willingness and heart preparation to do good works to everyone as we have the opportunity. And so that's how we live in this unsaved world.
All right. God bless you. God bless you as well. Start off as well. We're moving
Thank
on.
You.
We got a good foundation going there. 954-4427. 954-4427. You in the studio. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. Thank God for another broadcast. And I was kind of anxious to jump in on this one. You know, when we're dealing with the unsaved, we have to realize that, you know, faith comes by hearing and hearing of the word.
Mm-hmm.
When we are talking with the unsaved, being that they are new to the God kind of language, we have to speak the word. Speak the word of God, because see, God's word and God's word alone has power, and none of the words that we speak have power. So, being that they are new to it, and it's the first time they hear, we have to speak the scripture alone, and by doing so, and constantly speaking the word of God to them in their own time, everybody come to God in their own time. You know, God waited on us, and he'll be waiting on the unsaved too. And so, but the thing that we have to do as saints is keep speaking the word, and the word will take care of itself. The word will not return void. It'll be planted into the hearts of the people that are the unsaved if you keep speaking it. And then when times of trouble come, they'll draw on that word. That word will be in them, and they'll draw on it. But we have to keep speaking the word of God to them and not rely on our own words when we're dealing with the unsaved, because that is the only thing that's going to have power and resonate in their spirit.
All right. All right, very good. We have to speak the word. We got to live lawful, amen, before, pay our taxes, obey the law of the land. Amen. And also, we have to remember, you know, love and kindness draw us, amen. And they are, and we might be the only church that anybody ever see and hear the Bible more than anyone around us. You know, we got saved. We had relatives telling us about Christ, or someone witnessing to us about Christ, and we wasn't saved in the beginning of time. So it had to be someone, amen, that loved the Lord and came to the Lord, and as well, amen, and delivered, amen, their scriptures, and people watch you all the time, amen. Another note we have to be careful about as well, amen, everybody in this world was born in sin, everybody. There's no one around us can say, no, I wasn't born in sin. I wasn't born. There's always an argument by John the Baptist. Amen. I mean, you know, there's always concern, amen, how he leaped, amen, his mother's womb. But, amen, nobody was born but Jesus himself. He was born without he was born, amen, in this world. Everybody was born in sin. And since everybody was born in sin, and Jesus always sent them out in twos into the environment, he never tell us to isolate ourselves. And I think that's the part here that really we have to look at. Many of us, we living with others, we love others, they're watching you, and the enemy sometimes use them and fight against us and fight against them, amen, trying to cause to, as well. But God never isolate us. There are groups out there want us to isolate ourselves. No, you can't isolate yourself. We have to obey the law of the land, like it was said, amen, and because we live in this land, amen. And the world is our whole. Jesus loved the world. He came in the world. God wants to save as many as he can. All right, we have another one. Just press one on your phone. Amen, and our technician will tap you in. Amen. We thank God for all of y'all being in the studio. We have another caller, 561-366-64. All right. God bless you.
Okay, Bishop. I also want to add, our duty as we relate to an increasingly secular and ungodly culture is not to lobby for certain rights. The implementations of Christians' agenda or the reformation of the government, rather, God would have us continuously to remember Paul's instructions in Titus and live them out as we seek to demonstrate his power and grace that can regenerate sinners, changing people's hearts one individual at a time is the only way to bring meaningful, lasting change to our communities, our nation, and even the whole world. And I just wanted to add that. Thank you.
All right. Very good. Very good. Amen. Jesus dealt with 12, and he stayed with them about 3 years. Amen. 3.5 years. Amen. Talking with them and walking with them. And that falls in under discipleship, one individual at a time. Amen. God wants to reduplicate ourselves. Amen. Have someone to copy after us. And you know how the world is. They pick up a little talent, a little thing in the world, youth, and they want to be like that. They want to be like that. Amen. And we have to live so. We have to live so to bring glory to God. Bring glory to God. Amen. All right, we're doing pretty good in the studio. Amen. Anyone else would like to make a comment? Maybe God has shown you something. Amen. Especially when you're young in Christ. You're young in Christ. I know there's always a battle. There's always a battle for us, peer pressure and things that are happening. Amen. I was meditating on this message, and the Holy Spirit brought back to me when I when we first got married. When my wife first got married. Amen. When I first got saved, and I got baptized the day in the church, and we headed straight for a wedding, a banquet right after. We went there, and out there was on the beach in a nice big restaurant with all the live band and, you know, candlelight services, and you know, they had alcohol and everything. And I said, oh, God, I just got finished being baptized. Amen. I just finished got baptized. And they said, well, what do you want? I said, well, Lord, help me get through this one. And I won't drink no more. He said, give me scotch and ginger ale. And I got the scotch and ginger ale. And he waiter gave it to me. And it tastes just like soda. And I almost shouted. Oh, I was so happy. I said, Lord, I thank you. Thank you. You turned it from alcohol to soda. And I held it all day long. I mean, all that night. You sure you want that? I said, no, I just need a little more ice. I'm doing real good. And God took that situation, and he turned, amen, that whiskey good water, amen. So I know there's many, when you get in situations like that, tight situations, and God can rescue you right there in the Red Sea. Amen. So I understand. We understand how on a daily basis, your walk, amen. From time to time, you get caught with on the job, maybe in birthday parties or summer vacations, or you know, family reunions and things like that. And you say, oh Lord, how can I make it like this? How can I make it? Just say a prayer. Prayer is always. Amen. Oh, without prayer, just like a fish out of water, we need prayer. Amen. All right, how can you live with the unsaved? Maybe what God has done you and show you how to work around your enemies, work around. Number one, we have to understand we can't hide from people. You can't hide from people. We need to stress that. You got to live here with people. Christians don't hide and run and isolate themselves. Amen. You can't. Ministry shouldn't do that, amen. And there's a lot of cult groups does that. They say, oh, we had to come out from among them. He didn't mean that type of come out. He mean your volunteering, you know, social life, amen. When you know it's wrong, by the commandments of God and the Spirit of God showing you should not go to that place. You should not go to this, amen. Oh, be around those people much as possible. You know, if you're working, that's a different story. God has to ask God for strength. All right, you can go right ahead because we don't want to just press one on your phone. Amen. How to live day to day, getting up in the morning. Amen. Going to work. Amen. I know sometimes, and I say it all the times now, I know I'm being recorded. Not all the times. I know when I was in college, amen, I met an old classmate from my hometown. We was going to the college together, and I met him in a class. And he said, you know, thank God, you know, I'm saved. And you know, we rejoice to hear that one another saved. He said, you know, but listen, I'm living, amen, I'm working at this cigarette place. All right, we have another caller, 754, last four digits, 1267. You're in the studio, 1267, you're in the studio. God bless you.
Good evening, Bishop.
God bless you.
What comes to my mind is 2 Chronicles 7:14. When we're trying to live with the unsaved, the scripture tells us that if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. I think just like we do daily confirmations, like Genesis 1 and 1, in the beginning was God. God spoke everything into existence. And I think that when we believe, we too have to speak. We have to speak the word even over those, just like our children. We speak the word over them so that they grow up with the word in them and it becomes their foundation. If our neighbors are unsaved, I think that we too need to speak the word. Like my husband and I, when we pray for those we've met, those we haven't met yet, our neighbors, even our enemies, our family, extended family, because we never know. Sometimes people do fall into situations, but the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And we have to pray. And some people will say, am I my brother's or my sister's keeper? I say yes, because I know somebody prayed for me. And I know that those prayers really brought me through, especially when I couldn't pray for myself. So that's my take on how to live among the ungodly. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Amen. Amen. And we thank God for all of us. Remember, we still here now. We're not in heaven. We're not in heaven. Amen. We might as well get up in the morning. Amen. And they will be throwing at your dog. You know, and you feel that your safety ground is your home. You know, and I learned that many times. Sorry, we on the air? Are you still in the studio? Okay. We have our safety grounds. Amen. We feel this in the air. Our home, around our family, and the enemy says, okay. It's okay. And he always look at the safety grounds, and that's where, amen, David said, it wasn't my enemy, I would have been ready. It wasn't this, I wasn't this, but he said, but my one in my own plate. Amen. That's the one. Amen. As well as Adam and Eve, the devil started right in the garden, talking behind Adam. Amen. So the enemy, he uses temptation. He uses temptation, and he reaches us in our weak area, in our weakest area. Amen. And since we're in this world, the old man, to live in this world, we still have to crucify the old man. And Jesus went out in the wilderness and spent 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness for us, amen, to overcome. And Colossians saying we can pull off and put on. God has given us the ability to stop things. He's given us the ability, amen, according to his word. When God brings something to us, our attention, like Paul said he found in Romans 7, and I alluded to that many times. Paul said he found that there's a spiritual warfare going on inside his members. In 7 and 23, he says, in Romans 7:23, but I see the law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity, into the law of the sin in my members. Amen. All right, we're back in the studio, 954-4427.
Yes, amen. Yes, Bishop. You know, something you said earlier, which is very true, the only God that many people would ever get to know is the God that they see in you. And, you know, in your neighborhood, your neighbors or your people on your job or your friends and stuff, they're going to observe you. And if you live in the godly life, that's all, and you're speaking God's word, they're going to learn from you. The reason why they're your friend, they hang around you, because one or two things happen when two people come together. One is going to draw from the other. And if you are living a godly life, then they're going to draw from you. They're going to look at how you handle situations when trouble comes. They're going to look at how you your demeanor at all times when you're around them. So you have got to live the life, live the godly life, and knowing that if you just live the godly life, they will pay attention to that. They will learn that. And when you speak the word of God, and you'll find that they'll slowly start to absorb from you. And pretty soon, that's how they get to know God. They get to know God from the way that you live your life. So it's always someone observing you. And so you got to be making sure that you're living the godly life yourself, because there's someone paying attention to you. And they're learning God through you. And that's where we as saints supposed to be. We're supposed to be the light of the world, the salt of the world. And that means it's not so much being in front of a large body of people, but one-on-one with your neighbor, your friend, your coworker, wherever you at, you be the God. Let the God be in you and show them how to live this godly life. And that's all it takes for them to come to Christ.
Amen. Amen. Very good. Very good. I was in a pastor's seminar, all different kind of religions and pastors, priests, and the question came up and said, well, how can I stop, amen, people throwing lottery tickets in the offering plate? You know, people are watching, and that temptation of money, the enemy used that, comes up. Amen. Some have won things and gave their tenth to the church, and they tore up that financial money, kind of destroyed the church a little bit, try to handle the money. But the enemy used that money and thing. They didn't watch. So people watch you when you go up there. And before I retired, it was always a complaint against me because people retire and I won't put a dollar in to help. Yeah, we just need a number. We just need a number now. Nobody going to see you. You don't have to take the money, but we just need another number to finish up the lottery. All right, we're in the studio, 786-4319. God bless you in the studio. Go right ahead.
Bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Doctor.
Brother Garrett.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. I was having a little technical difficulty. Listening to the broadcast, and a question is, was that how you live with the unsaved?
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay.
Uh-huh.
And I tell you, you got to let the Lord fill your heart with love.
Yes,
that's
sir.
The only thing going to keep you with the unsaved and the saved.
Mm-hmm.
He God demands that we follow peace with all men. If you don't do that, you won't see the Lord. And then you got to be cleansed. In other words, you got to get control of your own emotions. You got to bring your own body under subjection. Now I say that in short because it's a funny thing that the moment you receive Christ and you decide that you're going to live for God, you become a big piece of fish bait. That's kind of funny. But God will, he got his way of taking you through, sort of like introducing you, jangling you just before the devil. You understand that he will gain his something about that God. He has to have. He got to have the glory. He won't sell for nothing less. I don't care how long you've been doing it. You understand? We can't continue in sin. And see, I'm saying this because God, the people looks at you. You understand? You don't understand that everything about you done changed. Because when he fill your heart with love, he mocks you. And that's kind of strong right there. but he sets a mark on you. You see, and that's what Paul had his hang up. He said, we therefore do bear the marks of him in us. You see, and you can walk in a room and don't know nobody, but everybody looking at you like they know you. So what I'm saying is that it's a spirit, it's a drawing spirit that God puts on you. You don't recognize it there, and folk in them, they look at you and be, man, who is he? You know, hey, you look like somebody I know. See, because you becomes a man, an heir of God. You see what I'm saying? You become connected. And so what you get caught in certain situations, and the devil going to try you. So when Jesus told the disciples, we're going to teach you how to fish, and the funny thing is about it, you are the bait on your own pole. Amen. You get cut up. Amen. You get cut up, and I'm talking about in the spiritual manner. You get cut up and you get whacked on. You see, you get a verbally abused sometimes, and it be so devastating that God have to set a seal. He had to, it was His Spirit. He had to set a seal on you, and see, that's why He said, "I gotta be with you." You see, that's why He said, "I won't leave you," because the world, brother, is gonna be biting on you. You see, in short, that's why I found out that Jesus said, "You rejoice and be exceeding glad." Boy, you better have some, cause when you leave home, and even at home, the enemy come at you, go and close the door, he come in behind you. You see what I'm saying? So I'm just saying this not only just in your house, but in this world. See, you are tested and tried. And it's going to take all that. And there's more to be said, because that's why he fills us with the Spirit, and that with fire. You see what I'm saying? That it burns your chaff out. You go in and take a bath, you smelling good, and the devil ain't going nowhere because you're smelling good. He wants to draw near. You see what I'm saying? So this is how we're going to live in this world. That's what I want to say, Bishop.
All right, God bless you. I was chuckling a little bit there because I was just speaking with some people, and they come, they learning the enemy, how the enemy comes around and try you, and they begin to see the works, amen, how the enemy try them. But you begin to get that power from God. Like I said, very, very well put. This thing is a spiritual warfare. Yes, sir.
You know what?
Yes, sir.
I just, what you said, and I just remember something. I worked with people, and I thought they were so professional. I said, boy, if I work so many years, I can be just like them. And I went out to an event there that was job related, and I went out there, and they had some alcohol. And them same folk that I had such high regard for, you see what I'm saying? They got hold of some juice. They start drinking juice. And, boy, let me tell you something. You heard that thing about Herman the Monster and these folk that change, and all of a sudden, like from day to night, they start slobbering at the mind, the hair all out of place, shred all out the pants, dresses out. I said, my God, you mean to tell me this would happen when the law is not here? See, so all you need is a little help. See what I'm saying? And your best doing, all our best doing, is just but filthy rags. And all you need is a little help, a little alcohol, or you need a little drink, or a little smoke. All you need is a little some people just need strong words, argument. Some people just get violent. And so next thing you know, the whole atmosphere is in shambles. So I was thinking about that when you were saying that. So this is what it is. You're not of this world. You in this world, but you're not of it. And that's what the Lord did. He took you out of all this mess. You see what I'm saying? But then the spirit don't like what God did for you. I better shut up now because I'm getting happy.
Yes,
he don't like what God did for you. When you came to Jesus, Jesus said they're going to hate you because of me. But it ain't you that they hate. You see what I'm saying? Everything going to come against you when you come. But the Lord is the one that said, I'll keep you. And that's why we trust him.
All right. God bless you. God bless you, Doctor. Amen. I know you've been through a lot. Maybe one time we get to have your testimony, amen, of different operations and things, amen, you've been through. And I, you know, when I used to read Job, and I used to run by that chapter, I said, this book is wrong. This man didn't go through all of that and still saved. He's still saved. Amen. But we thank God. God has given us the power, and you don't have to test yourself. Amen. The devil is going to come around and test you. Amen. The spirit, amen. Paul said in Ephesians, amen, we are marked. The Holy Spirit marks us. Amen. And the devil know you. Amen. Like you're saying that the enemy know you. Everybody know you. And Peter, you know, man, Peter, a sailor, he know he had a raggedy mouth. Amen. And Peter used to come to Jesus and said, Jesus, how often these men? How often I got to forgive these people now? What's going on? Amen. Jesus said, 7 times 70, Peter. 7 times 70. And Peter still let some bad words roll out of his mouth around the courtyard. Amen. But he knew, Jesus told him, and we work, and we're not perfect. We're still on this side of the grave. Amen. And we always striving. We always striving. But God love us, and God take care of us. And we're saying to all of those that are listening that's just young in Christ, amen, you can make it. Jesus told a parable. He said, let the wheat grow with the chaff. And when time comes, my angel's going to separate. So don't you try to separate. You just love one another. Love your family. Love your brother. Amen. Just love them into Christ. Just love them into Christ. They're going to try you. They might not think they're going to try you, but they're going to try you. Amen. They're going to try you. And they might not think, that's my opinion. No, even in Christ, some going to argue against one another and confuse one another. That's what the devil does. And he got the churches losing their sight about salvation and about the unsaved. Unsaved is why we're still here. St. John 17, Jesus said, Lord, I pray that you don't take them out of the world, but keep them here. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, you can tell when you've been born again. You can tell when you've been saved. Amen. Your neighbor going to tell you. Your best friend going to tell you. Amen. Oh, you think you're perfect now. I can speak about me. I don't know what they've been saying to you. When I first got said, oh, you think you're somebody now. Oh, your friends, you don't come around no more. You don't call no more. You know, they don't hang out no more. Amen. You don't feel like it no more. Amen. You can see there's a chain. Paul said, old things are passing. Amen. You might not be doing 100 miles an hour going down 95, but you'd be passing the old problems and old situations. All right. I don't want to get started up here, but anyway, anybody else have we got a studio. We'd like for you to come on in and, amen, express yourself. Amen. I know there's many little marks and things that you've gone through. Amen. And the Holy Spirit, he helps us. God show, amen, like the old I forgot one of these two great fighters. Amen. During the time, he just lay on the ropes, and the enemy and the other opponent that's beat on him, and he just waves it. Come on, come on. They call it rope a dope. Amen. And Erica 561. All right, I think we're back again. 561-3664. Amen. Back in the studio.
Yes.
Again.
Yeah, Bishop. Yes, you talk. Bishop, you talking about Muhammad Ali?
Okay, all right, okay.
Laying on the ropes, okay. But anyway, I just wanted to iterate that in an ungodly postmodern world we live in, it's easy to condemn those who contribute to the culture demise and write them off as corrupt sinners who will never change. If God's love for the world was so broad and intense that his son died for a multitude of sinners, John 3:16, How can we who have received that redeeming grace be harsh and unloving toward those who have not yet received it? Until God is pleased to save an individual, he or she is going to behave like an unbeliever. And it is wrong for us, meanwhile, to treat them contemptuously for acting according to their nature. Paul reminds us that we must be gentle, a word which is a word in Greek, in the Greek, that means being fair, moderate, and forbearing towards others. Some has translated this term sweet reasonableness, a definition denoting an attitude that does not hold grudges but gives others the benefit of the doubt. And then, just consideration for others. You know, Paul tells us, the reminder to the believers in that they should be showing every consideration for all men, 1 Timothy 2:2. The word rendered consideration always has a New Testament meaning of genuine concern for others. Scripture clearly describes Jesus as the one supremely characterized by humility or consideration for everyone, the same traits that should identify his followers.
All right. Very good. Very good. God bless you. Amen. We got Jesus came to save the sick. He came to save those in prison. Amen. He's a God-loved multitude of different colors. And you look at the world, look at the flowers and the trees and the different languages. Amen. God loves everybody. Amen. It's up for us. Amen. The enemy tell us to be start drawing respect to persons. Amen. That's what end up having a problem with a number of the enemy coming in. We ourselves, amen, we take people as God. We know we coming out of the world, but we still have to love the world, you know, through God's eyes, and give a brother or sister a chance to prove that they do have accepted Christ. When Paul came into Christianity, the brothers didn't know. They didn't put him on the board right away. They said, no, not this man, Saul. But they didn't hold his past against him after he had proven himself. Amen. He's a man. Paul had things he did, kill people and throw them in prison, and he had all the credentials. Look at David. Look at things that David did. Amen. But God forgive. God forgive. So we should keep our eyes on the prize, because you never know, amen, what child that lady is carrying. Amen. She might be another Moses. Her babies might be Moses. And we condemning people, and that's not God's work. Amen. We got the love. And once a person gets truly saved, amen, I know we're going to be battered, amen, and persecuted. And you can stand for persecution and batterment from family, relatives, and friends and still love God, you know you done crossed over. Amen. God has implanted his power within you. He has planted his power within you. Amen. And as we go on here, amen, Moses, Paul, and many more sick men. Moses was sick. Paul was sick. He still was praying for the sick. Amen. A sick man had a record. Amen. In the natural, he had a criminal record. Amen. And God's people, Paul come around. Some say he had bad eyesight. Some say he had bad speech. But God used him. God used him. Amen. So it doesn't matter what your condition is. God can use you wherever you are. So those don't feel you haven't met man's standards because of the fact that you some requirements you feel you have to do. Amen. No. In every situation, God got a pastor for every different people. Amen. Ezekiel, saying that he could have been one of the great priests. He was a prophet of God. Amen. And Isaiah, all them great men God had used, they were spokesmen for God. In every environment, God got a man. God got a man. And even in every home, there's a Joseph. There's a Joseph in their home, and you got to be the Joseph in your home. Amen. Your family watching you. Amen. They watching you. They know. They know when you done changed. They know when you done changed. They know the things you used to lack, what you used to be. Amen. It's a wonderful thing, amen, to have people begin to see, amen, you change. They know you change. They know something about you. You've been marked, like I say, time you didn't pay taxes. You didn't want to pay taxes. You didn't want to help nobody. Amen. But it's a wonderful thing when your own peers, your own people, amen, they know you got the mark of God, and they'll stand up for you. They will definitely stand up for you. Amen. God will make the world stand up for you. But he wants you, amen, let's hang on the ropes. Let the enemy throw all his punches. Now, it don't mean that you can throw a punch now. Spiritual, you can put on the whole arm of God, and you mess around and hit back with the word, amen, hit back with the word, and hit back with a cup of prayer, and you already won the fight. The fight already fixed. It's already fixed. Amen. Just make it look good. Just make it look good. All right, we're getting down because we got some prayers. We got some Blog Talk associates, amen, and family of Doctrine of Truth here that's been on the radio listening there. We have some in the hospital room taking chemo, amen, and up around the Palm Beach area. Amen. We have some in Tallahassee, amen, dealing with heart conditions there and in Wellington, amen. But, you know, not all sickness is not unto death. All sickness is not unto death. Amen. That's why God sent the church. The believers can lay hands on the sick. We have a great job to do. You can lay hands on the sick. Amen. And pray for the family. Be the spiritual person in the family. Represent God. All right, I think we have another one here. I don't get. Amen. Someone else. Amen. We can take two more callers if we're going into prayer. Amen. You can push one on your phone. Technician, put me in. Okay, 786-4319.
Bishop.
Yes, sir.
I just want to add on that we become new creatures, you see. And when you become a new creature, it's never opposing in the flesh. You see,
right.
The Lord will wash you. The word will wash you. You're clean through the word. It's an oppose in the spirit. And see, that's what keeps us today. Because so many folk can talk a good game. You see what I'm saying? Other
right.
people that come dressed like you, talking like you, look like you. But within you, your spirit opposes. You see, the Holy Ghost lifts a standard. And God's will is that you be saved. You see what I'm saying? Because the Lord will invest in this life. So that's what I want to add on. You want to live among the people. It ain't so much about you going in and coming out. Because the Lord say, I bless you and keep you going in and coming out. You see what I'm saying? But when your heart is clean, and I like what you said earlier, you can be standing around. See what I'm saying? And people will oppose you. You see, because you belong to the Lord. See, a whole lot of stuff goes on that God does for us we don't even have. But we can remember that he said, I never leave you nor forsake you. So you cover. So that's what I want to say.
All right. Area code 229, last four digits, 5236. 2229, area code 5236. Yes, sir. God bless you. All right. We had one in the studio. Amen. All right. We're back in the studio. 2229. 5236. Okay. I have another caller. Amen.
Hey.
Let's see. Yes, go ahead.
Evangelist Hello? Ridgeway from Hayhara.
God bless you. How are you?
Yes, I enjoyed everything I've heard. I realize time is leaving. So mm-hmm. I wanted to say that and let you know I was listening in from Hayhara, Georgia.
Okay. All right. Good to have you, Evangelist. I know you've seen a lot
yes.
of things out there. Why don't you give us a little short prayer then, since you're there. Amen. For all our listeners and those young in Christ.
Amen.
Go right ahead.
Amen. Are you ready?
Yes, go ahead.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now. We thank you for all of those on the prayer list in Tallahassee, Fort Lauderdale, and even surrounding areas, God. We ask that you just touch them, and we know that you are a healer. Thank you, Father, for touching their bodies right now. Thank you that miracles are still happening right now. Touch even those, God, who are just maybe not saved, and somehow we've heard that they are ill or they are sick. God, we ask that you move on them right now in the name of Jesus. Not only heal them in their body, but heal them in their mind, their soul, and their spirit, and send salvation to their house. God, we just worship you for all of these believers, and we yet stand on your word, and your word is true and cannot fail. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God bless you, woman of God. May the blood stay over you while you travel up and down the dangerous highways. All right, we need two more callers with short prayers. Amen. For our listeners, amen. All right, 954-4427. God bless you in the studio.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that all the callers tonight came in with open minds that we could fully receive this message this evening. We pray, Father God, that it would edify each and every person that heard this message and that we would continue to grow, Father God, through this broadcast. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God bless you. Amen. And you can get one more caller. Amen. Give us a prayer.
Father God,
561. Go ahead.
Father God,
go
we
ahead.
Thank you. It's been a good evening. We pray for those in Palm Beach County, Wellington, Fort Lauderdale, in the elderly homes, in the convalescent homes. We pray for the sick and the shut-in. And, Father, we give you all the glory and all the honor. We decrease and you increase in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. We thank God for all of you. Amen. Many times, many things have been said. Amen. We take it to heart. The Bible said, a mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. And Proverbs said, in the multitude of counselors, there's safety. Amen. Faster than praying, asking God for strength above what you don't see. But look at the whole picture. One day somebody stood and loved us. Through loving kindness, God has brought us in. I know sometimes it irritates you, but we can't isolate ourselves from this world. God wants to save the world. Want to save somebody else, and that's our job. As long as you live, you might not be on television or radio, but you have a great work. All the grandmothers have a great work, and grands doing a great work with the youth and their grandchildren. You're doing a great work. God has put a special anointing on you, and I always pray for you. Amen. We thank God for you as well. Thank you for helping us take this gospel. Amen. And share it with someone. You can go to www.jciministries.org. Amen. Go to www.jciministries.org and click on media, and they will take you, amen, to the blog talk section. And you can look down at the bottom. Amen. Those who'd like to donate to the broadcast, we're working to get a radio station, so we thank God. We're looking to expand in the future. Amen. But we want to take you and you. But we're still thinking about souls. Amen. You still, God want to brag on you. If you want to call it rope-a-dope, you want to call it loving them out. Amen. But whatever it is, if you stay in love, the Holy Spirit be right there walking with you. Don't let the enemy draw you out in the flesh. Don't let him draw you out. Amen. Yes, we get irritated. Go for a walk. Amen. Go out and play. Do some exercise or something, but don't let the love of God leave you. God bless you. We love you. Pray for us. We'll pray for you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you.